Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for our daily editorial. You're still pretty much with us, it looks, from the comments that you are, and both Jimmy and I appreciate that. We get a lot of what I think I call valuable information from some of the things that you say. Used to feel that way about your stuff, Tony, and I still do. You're just not posting very much. CFS 2000, you and I have talked many times. You've been around since before the turn of the century. Thank you very much for your comment about my situation. I really appreciate it. I'm working like hell to be traveling down a different path than the path I was traveling on, say, a couple of months ago. So anyway, that's what's going on. Jerry, God bless you, too. Jim and I are going to talk a little bit about a couple of things. One that came to my mind, again, I picked out of the New American yesterday, and the title of the article is Biden's Worst Whistleblower. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy. I don't know that story as well as you do, but you've been following it for a long time. What's going on with this guy?
Well, I mean, there's actually three significant whistleblowers, but I think the one you're talking about is Dr. Gal.
Yes, it is. He's in Israel right now.
Yeah. Well, he's somewhere. We don't know
where. Oh, you don't know. Okay.
We don't know because he had to run from the Department of Justice
right
after they accused him of arms dealing and foreign, you know, representing a foreign nation, FAR violations. And that's after he provided them very specific information on the Biden's relationship with China.
Right.
So well, let's hear the full story. He's on the run now because the Justice Department just released the indictment on it. There's some interesting shortfalls in the indictment because they do not mention the fact that he was actually working with James Woolsey, the former CIA director, in his think tank in Washington. They neglect to put that in there. Basically, it appears to be very clearly an attempt to silence someone that has bad information about the Bidens.
Okay. And the beat goes on because this is turning out to be a very, very important story. When he is called a whistleblower, what information did he actually provide, Jim?
Well, he gave a 15-minute video. He has not had an opportunity to go before the House oversight committees that are investigating weaponization of government and the Biden family relationships. But he presented this 15-minute video, and in that he explains that there was money specifically given to Hunter Biden from a gentleman named Ho, that was a very anti-communist Chinese guy that the Justice Department was after for corruption, and has actually, I believe, he's now in prison or pending a prison sentence. The information was that the Biden family received specific amounts of money from China in order to achieve policy, to get policy through Washington that would support Chinese interests.
Right.
And he's fairly specific, though, in this 15-minute video, he doesn't have an opportunity to go into too much detail. But apparently he spent 2 days in Brussels at the U.S. Embassy in Brussels with Department of Justice officials back in March of 2019. And the information he claims that he provided to the Department of Justice was validated when the Department of Justice and the FBI took control of Hunter Biden's laptop in November of 2019. So basically, this is an attempt to, it looks very clearly like an attempt to silence someone that has information about the Biden family. And as we've seen, the government has been directly involved in censoring numerous issues to protect the government and to protect the Biden family. And that goes from, you know, COVID recommendations and questioning the COVID ideology, the questioning the 2020 election when there's ample evidence to see that there were many problems there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, anything negative about the White House. This is very much just like, I think a criminal enterprise.
Yeah.
What the government has become. And it's unfortunate. It's sad.
Well, purely and simply, after doing a lot more research than I had done a few months ago, I would have to say that the main problem with the Bidens, if you were to summarize it, is that they have really taken advantage of Joe Biden's position and sucked some money primarily out of China. And then, of course, the one in the Ukraine, the gas company. But that, to me, is somewhat immaterial. A relationship with China where Hunter Biden is providing information about the United States government, which Joe Biden is fully aware of, scares me, Jim.
Well, it scares me. And what scares me more than any of that is the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice have bent over backwards to keep this information from the public.
Yeah.
And that's the cover-up by far will have a bigger impact than the crime. And the reason why is the government is using all its powers in order to silence opposition, in order to silence questions.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate reality is the corporate media, which basically buys into the administration, supports democratic policies, is not asking those questions.
And yeah.
I think it's just really, in my lifetime, I never would have thought we could fall so far so quickly. America has always had challenges like every nation on the planet. But yeah. What you see today is happening so rapidly at such a clear level that many people, in the past, there's been a lot of people that look pretty deeply and see little bits of corruption. They watch the Clintons, they watch, Nixon, they watch all kinds of people and saw corruption at some level. The JFK cover-up and the Warren Commission, you can go on and on. But at a national level, without question, how far the Biden regime has pushed the media and the people on the left to keep them from seeing very damaging information. I mean, the cocaine issue is another example. There's just one after another after another.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that they are being so successful, but then
no,
I
it's
look
not.
Back in history.
It's not hard to believe, and I got to tell you, Jimmy, why I say that. I've had a lot of informal conversations with a lot of liberals. Jim, as I've told you before off mic, those folks think that we are crazy. They think that Biden is doing an okay job, and they don't care about what Hunter is doing. And I keep bringing up to them, the fact of the matter is, what Hunter is doing involves his father. How do you feel about that? And they all look at me, like I'm nuts, and they say, well, that's never been proven. And I'm saying, yes, it has.
Well, and again, it depends on where they get their information, right?
Right.
So if they only see MSNBC, if they only see CNN, if they only read the Seattle Times or the New York Times, they may appear to be educated, but the reality is they're getting a very narrow amount of information. And, they can't make good judgments or decisions that way.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
There's a certain percentage, Al. There's a certain percentage of people on the right and the left that no matter what you tell them will always stick to their basic beliefs.
Right.
And they will allow whatever information they hear to twist them. And that's what the effective nature of democratic propaganda has been. That's what the propaganda in Nazi Germany, how successful that was.
Yeah.
The propaganda in Stalinist regimes around the world, and certainly in the former Soviet Union, they were that successful because they controlled the narrative. They controlled the media.
Yeah.
They controlled the information that people had. So what you apparently believe is intellectually of high value is actually a very narrow window of intellectual, in my mind, naivete.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I can really understand the level of anger that Tony and out of the box and some of the other people feel right now, because I got to tell you, one of the reasons I stayed away from the show for just a little while was that I found the information that we were putting out to be so damn depressing for the country. I could not believe what some of the things that were happening as a result of the executive branch of the United States of America. So I understand why there's now so much anger from a whole bunch of folks, you know, towards me, because this stuff has to be brought out, and it has to be brought out not necessarily just on a daily basis, Jim, but it has to be brought out when it happens. Immediately.
It has to be brought up, and people have to actually, you know, have to open their mind. I mean, I listen to CNN and MSNBC. I listen to some of these arguments they make, and I can actually think, all right, can I answer that? Can I question it or not? And if I can, that's fantastic. If there's no if I can't question it, then I'm really blind.
Yeah.
And that's the same with anything we see or say here.
Yeah.
We can't question it. But in the end, it's what becomes factually evident. And the amount of corruption, the amount of mistakes that are out there, the amount of censorship from the government, that's making it pretty clear to me that we're on the right track, and that, you know, the people that really are sheep and following along with a narrative that's being controlled by corporate entities and a government that's not in their best interest.
Yeah, it was bound to happen, Jim. It was bound to happen. The pendulum is just swinging in that direction. It was bound to happen, and I'm not at all surprised that it happened as a result of the identity and the philosophy of mainland China. Very bright people, and they have their eye on taking over the United States, Jim. And are they going to succeed? Hell, I don't know. My personal guess is yes. Would you agree with that?
I think it's going to be very hard. They've moved in a very big direction, but they have a lot of problems as well.
Yeah.
They have a centralized system where they make decisions without the input of public debate.
Yeah.
The more we move towards that, the more likely that they'll be able to overcome us. If we have public debate, and we strengthen based on the basic values and principles of our Constitution,
yeah,
it'll be impossible for anybody to overcome it, because ultimately people will always fight for their individual freedom. The more we silence criticism of our own system, the more that the media and the corporations control the narrative, the more likely, one, for violence, and the more likely that authoritarians will be able to take that system
and run
it the way they want to. And that's what I'm afraid of. That's why I speak out.
You know, Jim, I do too. I parrot just about everything that you say when I'm out here on the West Coast. I want to say a couple of things. I can kind of understand how people can put this Biden-China thing kind of on a back burner. They can just say, well, we don't believe it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And rather than argue, I just want to say one thing, and that is you can put that on a back burner if you want to, but what about the violence that's occurring in the United States of America? I mean, I live with people who are literally afraid to journey into downtown Seattle. I'm doing it just because it's kind of exciting, and I find it to be absolutely appalling to see with my own eyes what's going on in downtown Seattle. God, I gotta tell you, it's very, very different. Portland is even more interesting, because I have talked with people who live in Portland, metropolitan Portland, and they say that this metropolitan Portland as a city is basically shut down right now. And it's hard to say how long it'll be that way, but it's pretty damn sad for me, Jim, to see.
Yeah, it's sad for me, and what I used to say when I was there and, you know, watching Bellingham collapse and Seattle collapse was, you know, let them swim in their own septic, their own sewer system. Is it
right?
Because eventually people finally wake up and say, oh, you know, I like to be safe. I like to shop. I like to, you know, I want to live my life safely. I don't want my children to be manipulated and abused.
Yeah.
And the pushback comes, and you know, I'll just go back to New York was a cesspool, and then they finally hired Rudy Giuliani and kind of cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And put it on track.
Yeah.
And then Bloomberg kind of kept it there, but started to diminish, and of course, you know, the Blasio, that knucklehead, destroyed it. And
yeah, it's pretty tough. I mean, it's really what this new philosophy, the new American philosophy, is resulting in right now, is a destruction of our societies in large, large cities. I'm not quite sure how Pelosi got away with it in San Francisco, given the fact that that's her home turf, but somehow people just disregarded it. I don't understand that, Jim.
Well, I'll tell you why, because people live inside a little bubble.
Yeah, of course.
They live in a neighborhood, they don't, you know, they have a problem or they read about something in the news down the street, but it doesn't affect them.
Right.
And they're making good money, it's a beautiful place, and they've been basically infected with, you know, with Marxist ideology through education and through
right.
the system in place they live.
Right.
So they really are the most self-centered and racist people you can imagine, usually.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to live in the black community, but they certainly are going to support Black Lives Matter. You know, the hypocrisy is astounding because they live in a bubble, because they've been manipulated, and honestly, Al, it's because they don't think critically, and if their life can go on, they don't care.
Pretty interesting, and if you talk about it and try to explain to them what you think is going on, they just look at you and laugh and say, you're ignorant.
I mean, it's a bit of a waste of time to talk to people that are indoctrinated to that.
Sure it is, yeah.
And like I say, and I've put it on the website a couple of times, you know, when you're arguing with a bigot, it's hard to tell which one's the bigot, because if you're arguing and the arguments don't make sense, or if you're arguing with an idiot, then you're just as much of an idiot arguing with them. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to waste a lot of time on people that aren't willing to listen or have an open mind.
I fully agree, Jim. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. Jimmy, I'd like to wrap it up. I think we've made some really good points here. We've also been going almost 20 minutes, 17, 24 to be exact. Happy to stick around, though. If you have anything that you are just dying to talk about, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, no, I just, there's plenty out there, a lot of critical information. California spent $18 billion on homeless in 4 years.
Yeah.
And all they've done is created more homeless people.
Right.
There's so many things that are becoming apparent, and as long as there's little gaps of opening of information that are starting to break out. Getting the government away from censorship from the Louisiana-Missouri lawsuit, that's fantastic. It's a good start, but it needs to go a lot farther.
Yeah.
And
here's the question, the lawsuit. Do you think it will go anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it already has. The judge put a stay on the government contacting any of the tech companies, which is phenomenal. That's a great start. Though they did make some exceptions.
Yeah.
In the judge made some exceptions for national security. And ultimately, you can see that the Justice Department has used those types of maneuvers in order to illegally spy and influence and shape people's opinions.
Yeah.
Same thing with they made an exception for health emergencies. And again, that's exactly the justification that was used to silence people, to question ivermectin, to question hydroxychloroquine, to question the effectiveness of the vaccines, to question the actual fatality rates of COVID in itself. And it's turning out that most of the people, and we were right there, and our people on our blog were right there, that said, hey, this is not what they're saying it is.
Right.
It's turned out to be true.
Right, I agree.
But the government was censoring it, and they're still doing it in some cases, so...
Yeah,
this lawsuit with the attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri is an essential step to reestablishing free speech and waking people up, getting the people like where you live to be aware that, wow, you know, the government may have actually hurt more people than helped them.
It would appear up to this point that that is the stage of history that we're going through right now. Jim, please keep sending me the articles that you similar to what you did yesterday. I appreciate that. It gives me more fodder to allow me to pour more gasoline on the fire that we've created. Jim, have a good day, man.
You bet, Al. You take care.
Thanks for your time.